Midwestern fans know Pitch Racing as an ice endurance snowmobile race team based out of Sault Ste. Marie, but to locals these four men represent a multi-generational tradition of racing on ice. Competing in five Midwest International Racing Association, MIRA, events over the winter season, Pitch's 150 HP Polaris Firebreather, aka Mean Green Killing Machine, eagerly awaits its fiercest run yet in the 53rd running International 500 snowmobile race. "We were just a group of guys involved with racing, who started a team 4 years ago," crew chief Ben Henderson said when describing the nuts and bolts of the operation. The team's lead racer, Aaron Celestino, is a veteran rider with years of experience under his belt. "We're definitely looking forward to racing this year," Celestino said. "I mean, you're going into a corner at 90 miles per hour and telling yourself not to let off, to go in further. It's tough and every lap is so different. When you're out there you kind of forget about everything." With an amateur career defined by numerous motorsport achievements and a pro career in the making, crew members anticipate the enduro racing world will soon know the name of Colin Henderson. "I've been racing my whole life," Henderson said. "You've always got to think beyond yourself, you can do better. I think racing is fun in challenging way." Drake McCullough is new to snowmobile racing, having already placed third in the semi-pro class. McCullough is hungry for the I-500. Team owner Chris Pitch has been referred to by his racing buddies as the man, the myth, the legend, because he truly does it all. Pitch has an extensive snowmobile racing history, currently competing in the old Pro Mod Enduro class. "Racing is a super fun adrenaline rush," Pitch said, recalling a race from a couple years back. "We got a 10th place, which doesn't sound great, but it's 10th against some of the best enduro riders in the country," Pitch said. "Our sled was in pretty rough shape at the end. We had nothing holding the seat on and a broken spindle. He was really having a difficult time steering. We had a hole in the chain case the size of a silver dollar so, and we were just about to run out of grease. She didn't have a whole lot of miles left, but we did finish 10th. That was pretty big compliment." Pitch went on to explain how the crew got started on this adventure together. "My friend, Celestino, and I thought we would build a sled for the I-500, but we weren't mechanics," said Pitch. "We called a couple friends to give us a hand. That's how Ben, Henderson, and his son, Colin, got involved." At that time, Henderson knew his boy's passion for dirt bikes was shifting into sleds. "Colin has been involved in motocross since he was 5, said Henderson. "He got into snowmobile racing and wanted to get more involved. Being from the Eastern Upper Peninsula, all the guys grew up sledding. Each awaited that first Saturday in February every year, when professional racers from around the U.S. and Canada hit the world's longest ice racetrack. Growing up, we probably went to 95% of the I-500 races," Pitch said. "My dad was a snowmobiler, so he would take us to watch the race every year." According to Henderson, there are currently 35 race teams signed on to compete in this year's race. Pitch is the only local team in the mix. "Their stability throughout the years has brought the local flavor to the forefront," I-500 chairman Rick Federow said. "They are always putting up a good fight to win the race. A lot of teams participating in this race are factory teams, meaning factories favor and build parts for them. Everything this team does is out of pocket. They don't have the support of huge manufacturers behind them. Consequently, spectators want to see their local guys beat big-name factory teams." According to the Pitch Racing website, the Mean Green Killing Machine is a custom-made 600 Pro Mod race sled. It was built off a Polaris 600R with over 200 steel studs. These Pro Mod sleds handle at over 115 miles per hour, with exhilarating acceleration times. The I-500 is the granddaddy of all endurance races, and it's the one that everybody wants to win, Federow said. "I give credit to the Pitch team. They set the bar high, setting standards the I-500 can be proud of. The Pitch racing team hopes to make supporting businesses and spectators prouder than ever this year. We have had some really great sponsors," said Pitch. "We're the last local race team that will be racing the I-500. Which is makes you want to keep it alive, race and participate. The team would like to extend public thanks to all its sponsors. We get a ton of support from all of our sponsors," said Henderson. With the exception of our manufacturer sponsors, they are all local businesses, restaurants and car dealerships. We've got some sponsors that have been with us since we started and continue to sponsor every year. If interested in sponsoring or learning more about Pitch Racing, visit Pitch Racing No. 13 on Facebook or go to the Pitch Racing website.